Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
One of our favorite shows of the week. We get a chance to talk ball with Jeremy Appelt, three-time Major League champion. Oh, that feels good. Feels good to say it. I'm sure it feels good to be it. We talk to him every week. Little beer, little podcast, Built for the Storm is where you can find his podcast. I suggest you give it a listen. It's really, really good stuff. Jeremy, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just actually hanging out in the brewery. We have our general manager's getting married this weekend, and I won't be there for it, unfortunately, because I'll be traveling. But we're doing a little party for him here at the brewery, so we've got beer flowing, people smiling, having a good time. It's been great.
That's so awesome. Like, you never have to worry about a place to have a party. You're like, good.
I know. And party? I don't even have to win it. Yeah. Yeah. I just rope it off. You know, I just rope it off and say, because I said so.
Because I own it. That's why.
I am the manager. Yeah.
Right, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Can I speak to
and
the owner?
You speak to him. Fine.
Have you gotten to do that, Jeremy? Have you guys, somebody asked for a manager and you get to turn around and say, guess what? I am the manager. Have you gotten to
actually, I've had so many people. I'll be cleaning up glasses, you know, in the back and just kind of helping. And someone says, hey, do you work here? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, man. Like, well, is the owner here? I said, hold on, let me go get him. They're like, great. And I'll go put the glasses back and I'll come back out. And I say, yes, ma'am. How can I help you? And they're like, oh, you're the owner? I'm like, yeah. Yes, ma'am. It's been great. My funniest one of all time, though, kid you not, the funniest thing I've ever seen yet is I have a beer tender here. He's our man, one of our beer managers. His name's Joe. Kind of looks like me, except unfortunately, he's a little bit stronger than me, but if everybody thinks I'm him, then it makes me feel good. But they'll ask him all the time for autographs because they think it's him. They think I'm him. And I'm like, sign it, dude. Go ahead. Sign away. And so I was standing literally right next to him. We're talking, and this guy comes up to me, and he's got three buddies with him. He looks at me, and he's like, hey, is that Jeremy Affeldt? And I'm like, who? That guy you were talking to. Him? And Joe looks at me. He's trying not to laugh. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, honestly, Jeremy's way better looking than him. And the guy's like, what? No, that's him. No, that's not him. He's like, no, it's him. And he pulls up my picture on his phone, like on the internet. And he's like, dude, you're telling me that's not him. And I'm looking right at him and I'm looking at his phone. I'm like, yeah, I'm telling you, that's not him. And he goes back to his buddies and he's talking. He holds him the phone and he goes, that guy just said that's not him. How is that not him, guys? And they all look at the phone and then they look at me and they look at him and they almost want to slap him. Like, they're like, wait, is this a joke? And I'm laughing. And the guy's looking at me. He's like, bro, that's him. That's not him.
He doesn't want to believe you. Like, what?
Oh, it was unbelievable. The guy's like, there's no way that's him. That's him. I'm like, yeah. Dude, the next time you order a beer, we're going to give you a glass of water. All right? We might have to give you a glass of water.
Hydrate. You got to hydrate. Very, very
humbles you a bit. Yeah.
Oh, man. So give us your thoughts on where the Giants are right now. About a quarter way, a little more than a quarter way through the season. Where you at?
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Well, they fought their way back. I mean, getting anytime I'm in that situation, I've been in that situation. You got to get to 500. You know, you got to flirt with it a little bit. Go on another. You know. Hold pretty close, maybe go on another big run, get over 500. If you can get over that going, because what you have to do is you have to talk a GM into making a decision.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to compete or are we not? If you're sub 500, it's not even a hard decision for him, right? Like, he doesn't have a decision. I always wanted to make it hard. I was like, man, if we could make this hard where the front office has to work, like, you got to work right now. You got to put your head together, and it's not work to figure out how to get a bunch of young prospects for some other guys because you're trying to go into your little rebuilding year every year. Like, it's actually like we've got to work to figure out how we're going to compete and how do we chase. And for me, I don't ever count you out if you can be above 500. I've been with two teams, the Rockies and the Giants, when you're 7 to 10 games out going into September, and you end up going to the World Series or winning the World Series. Like, so mm-hmm. I know it can happen, but you got to give yourself a chance. You got to give your GM a push to want to make a decision. You got to get your ownership to think hard about it. And so if you can get back to 500 and you can show you can win and expose the holes that you need to have filled to actually not just win sporadically, but keep winning and win 60-70% of the time in the second half, That's where you got to be, but you got to get to 500 first. And so I think they've done a great job. It looks like they're kind of clicking a little more. They got some of their guys that were hit with some power, kind of getting healthier. They're starting to see their young kids are still, they're coming up. They're making an impact right away. That's a healthy sign. So I think that's where you got to start seeing, okay, momentum. And if you're over 500 at the All-Star break, that's a good position to be in.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Talking to Jeremy Affeld on the UMA guest line. Dude, I always forget you were on the 07 Rockies. One of the most fun ends of a season or fun months of September into that game 163 against the Padres where they threw Jake Peavy because they didn't throw him on the final day of the season. They threw Chris Young. I just want to ask you, going back to that season in 2007, just because it was such a hot topic then, were you guys turning off the humidor in September?
Yeah, I have no idea. I honestly will tell you this, but maybe because I was on the home side, I know that when I was in San Francisco, the balls, by the time we came into the game, were very, very hard, and they were colder, right?
Timmy was not happy, yeah. Lincecum used to get upset about it.
Yeah.
Visibly.
Timmy, the famous,
blinking juice balls, right, yeah.
yeah, but I'm like, and it did feel, I was like, man, they're like throwing rocks up there, and you could not grip them. But when I played with them, I mean, I got great, and the ball never really was a big deal. I never even thought any different of it. And we were using the humidor back then, but I thought it was for everybody. I didn't really think, oh, are they switching out? Are they not switching out? And I have no idea if they were switching it out. I mean, their main excuse was there's so many foul balls, right? Because the balls are, I mean, you got so many guys swinging the bat.
Right.
they're like, we ran out of balls, so we had to go with I'm like, well, you can't run out every series. Eventually, you got to do the numbers and be like, well, maybe we should put 200 balls in the humidor, not 100, and say we run out every day by the six. You know, maybe we got to change it up, you know?
Yeah.
So that was always a dumb excuse for me. But I don't remember when I played ever noticing anything about the ball. Like,
they wouldn't do it to the home team. They would do it to the visiting team.
Yeah, so that's where you didn't know, right? You didn't know. You're like, I wonder what ball, I wonder if they're the same. Like, how does an umpire not know? He's got to ask for the balls all the time. Eventually, he's got to be like, wait a minute. You know, he's, you know, it kind of feels different. But I also had like a 0.9 ERA at home when I played for Colorado. I just had like a 7,000 on the road. So it kind of messed up my numbers. But I had great numbers in Colorado. So I was like, I don't have a problem with the ball. I got a 0.9. Good. You know, so I wouldn't know. You know, I don't remember any of that.
I want to follow up on you because you were saying that, you know, if you're in it, if you're around 500 and you said you were on two teams, I remember that team, that Rockies team. You guys won like 22 or 23 or something to wrap up this some crazy run in that month of September. I was looking at your record where you were right about 500, 64-63 after a loss to the Pirates on August 23rd. You guys end up tying for the division lead on the final day of the season. You finish up the season with a 90-73 record after 163. You were one game over a month before that. What did a guy like Troy Tulowitzki do for that team? And I know he should have been the rookie of the year. Forget the success on the field. What did he do when you had that kind of veteran-like confidence in a player on the field? I look at Casey Schmidt like that. I wonder what a guy like that does for a team that's sort of middling right here. I know you had Matt Holliday, you had Brad Hopp, you had a bunch of other big-name players that could go out and do damage. But in terms of a guy to get behind, he was the spark for that team, was he not?
He was the spark for that team because he was – his talent was, I mean, one, he was an incredible shortstop, right? I think injuries, I mean, I always saw him. I mean, who knows what happened later in his career? I know he had some injuries. It's just a weird deal. And he had easily potential to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, he had a Cal Ripken body, right? Like big, tall, 6'4", could move, could throw incredibly hard. But I think that when you have the team that you have, where you had the power, you had the speed, we had great pitching, we had it back into the bullpen. We had some scenarios there, but then you added him and you plugged him into short. And now you have, I mean, think about it. You're adding another guy that hits for power that had a pretty good understanding on how to swing the bat. And he brings that spark of like, it's not just, well, these are the same guys we've been playing with for in the outfield and the infield for 4 or 5 years now. And now all of a sudden you bring this kid in and he's bringing that fresh energy.
Different
making
skill set.
Really good plays. Yeah, and the plays he was making were absolutely crazy. So you're like, well, as a pitcher, you're like, dude, I'm good, man. I'm just going to freaking keep trying to get him a pound in the ground. There's no hole. Atkins is phenomenal at third. Tulowitzki at short. We had
Tadaguchi at second or something?
Aoki or someone at
Iguchi.
Matsui.
Kaz Matsui, that's who it was, the former Met. Yeah, I remember him.
At second, he was really good. And you had Helton, who's like the best first baseman ever, to play first. And then you had an outfield that could run down. Willie Taveras was like, if it's in the air and it stays in the stadium, he's going to catch it. You didn't even need the other two guys, Hop and Holliday. They just kind of played the lines and let Taveras run around out there. And you had Torry Alba catching, who's an stupid smart catcher. So you have now all the pieces in the puzzle of like throw strikes and let him hit the ball. I know it's Colorado, but just keep it down. Keep the ball in the ballpark and we got a chance because the defense is there and our offense is ridiculous. I mean, there is not a hole now. Tulowitzki plugged it. Now you got speed, you got power, and you got batting average. I mean, that to me still was one of the most dangerous lineups in September I've ever seen. I would not want to go through them one time, let alone three or four times, and have a pitching staff try to figure it out. And, I mean, but that's kind of what the Giants have, right? You got to plug those holes, get some guys that can do that, some younger guys that can spark, that have talent, that are not just up there for a week. Get guys that know they're actually going to play big league level baseball. Get your pitchers confident by playing good defense and let yourself run, and you got a shot. And as long as you're close to that 500 mark and you're competitive and you're within striking distance of a win streak, if you're a 7 or 10 win streak away from tying the division with a little over a month left, man, they might say odds this, odds that, but hey, baseball is baseball, and you play in your division a lot. Back then, we played in our division a lot. I mean, we played the Dodgers like something stupid, like 9 times, and we took all 9 from them or something. You know, that's a big swing. You know, so like, but you just got to have the momentum and the team to do it, and within striking distance, and you got a chance because you put pressure on everybody else. If they can do that, they're gonna be fine.
Give us a little sneak preview of what's going on with the Built for the Storm podcast this week, or maybe even early next week, what you're going to be dropping for everybody.
Yeah, I think I'm going to – I think I switched roles. I think, I was thinking – I was talking about it. Remember, I think I'm going to go on. I think I'm going to go ahead and tell my story a little bit. I did a few other podcasts here. I'm going to do a couple more. I'm actually in New York. I have a chance. I'm trying. I'm really excited about a potential interview with one. I'm going to bring my equipment possibly. I have a potential interview with one of the wives whose husband was in the 10 building, which is the fire hall across the street from the Twin Towers. And he died in 9/11 while he was trying to, he was one of the first guys in and didn't make it out. And my wife actually was a good friend of hers. So trying to line up a possible conversation with her, because I really spent 20 years and I just trying to understand that dynamic now from that perspective would be an incredible story. So I'm looking forward to hopefully having that conversation and putting that out here shortly as well. So it's going to be a good summer. I've got some pretty cool guests lined up. So I'm pretty excited for that.
Well, awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of the day. Giants on in about an hour from now. So the bar will be kicking. The Giants will be playing. Beers will be flowing.
Right.
Everybody's going to be having a good time at Free Roma Brewery. Right. And one of these days, we're going to get there. One of these days, we're going to get there and do a remote the Giants game, beers, and we'll set up the you got everything set up. It'd be incredible.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. Tell KMBR to freaking blow the dust off their wallet, send you out here, and we'll have a good time. It'll be awesome.
That's funny.
Be great.
I'm going to have to save up on my own. Are you kidding me? I'm making a KMBR duffel bag. That'll be about it.
We're collecting cans over here, Jeremy. We're collecting cans, dude. We'll see you in 2026, maybe. Yeah.
We're gonna take a. We're gonna be like hobos. We're gonna have like the knapsack and the little thing, and we're gonna be hopping,
skipping trains. Yeah, exactly.
Hopping trains until we get to Texas. Yeah. It'll be. All right, man. Have a great week. Enjoy the game today. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun over at the bar. So take care. We'll talk to you next week, Jeremy.
Awesome.
All right, man.
See you, Jeremy.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.